Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Merry Christmas, everyone, and hello from Sector 1 in the far South Pacific. I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting for SantaUpdate.com. It is still very early Christmas Eve morning here in Sector 1, but already we have tracker elves on the job as we count down the final hours before Santa's arrival here. Joining me now from his observation post in New Zealand is tracker elf Scooter McHenry. Scooter, how are you prepared for tracking Santa?
Hello, Holly. I have my computer, my map, my binoculars, and a bunch of cookies. I have the sky staked out here in my treehouse.
Oh my, you sound all ready, Scooter. Being in Sector 1, where it is summertime, you have an advantage over other trackers who can't track Santa outside like you do. Do you think this helps you to assist Santa better?
I guess so. I've been doing this for a few years now, and I've tracked various places. I was on the beach last year, and one year I was at my bedroom window. Like all trackers, I'm actually hoping to see Santa when he gets here. I'm hoping by being high in a tree, I can get a good look at him this year.
But don't they send you to bed before Santa actually arrives?
Yeah, they want us to be asleep. They only want us to help Santa by telling the North Pole what is happening here before Santa arrives. But I'm getting older now. I think I can stay up and see Santa.
How old are you, Scooter?
I'm 11, Holly.
Well, good luck with your quest, Scooter. Not many people can stay up so late, and you can take that from an old elf like me. The most important thing is that you're helping Santa get around to everyone. You're a good elf, Scooter. From Sector 1, where the wait for Santa continues, I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.